Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray.
And this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
That...
Oh, it wasn't you.
When I say hello, I'm Margaret Gray, and you jumped. You heard that, right?
Right, Mark. We just can, you know, keep on going.
Well, I go, hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray. Then I hear...
I don't think I sound like that. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm not Margaret Gray. She was.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm staying out of this one.
Okay, hi, it's Phil Henry, and welcome to the show.
See, there's another one you turned into garbage.
I didn't turn anything into garbage, Margaret, that you hadn't already turned into garbage yourself. I didn't. It was already compost when you...
So anyway, welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and I want to remind you that Spotify is a groovy thing. Have you tried listening to our show on Spotify?
I have not, no.
No, I haven't.
Well, this is actually, you know...
More meant for the listeners and stuff.
Yeah. So if you're one of our listeners, have you tried, I'll ask you, have you guys out there, have you tried listening to the show on Spotify? Well, if not, give it a try. If you have, tell a friend. If you tell a friend, tell them again. If you tell another friend, and tell another friend, and tell another friend. And
please, that doesn't say that. Don't take that from me. You want to make sure you're not,
patting the spot, Phil.
So anyway, if not, give it a try. And when you do, be sure to follow our show page over there at Spotify. That way, you'll get all the new episodes as they come out. Find them in your library. Download the Spotify app free now. Simply search our shows to start listening. Welcome here to the Phil Henry Show. This is Thursday? Yeah, Thursday. This is trash day, man, bud.
Yeah, I know, Mr. Henry. Take the trash out.
No, wait, what's up, Wednesday night? All right, so, because the trash guy comes on Thursday, and some days I go by that big bin we have out behind the office, and it's full of...
It's recycling, but...
I know about the recycling, but I want to take it out until it's full, you know?
Well, but...
No, hold on for a minute. I don't want to take it out until it's full. There are a number of water bottles and different things like... For instance, is this the recycling?
Yeah, that's a plastic jar.
Okay, just wanted you to...
What is that? Planters peanuts. Who's eating those?
Phil?
I needed protein. Thanks a lot, bud.
No, I want to show...
So you're eating peanuts.
I needed some protein, man. My blood sugar was rock bottom. This past weekend, you don't even want to know.
Yeah, you're going through all this stuff about how your health is bad, and then you're eating Planters peanuts. God damn.
Hey, did you hear about how they killed off Mr. Peanut?
They didn't kill off Mr. Peanut. They replaced the logo, right?
Well, a lot of the goofballs and kooks. There's a kook fringe that thinks that Mr. Peanut, having been eliminated by Planters, symbolizes some...
Yeah, like the death of civilization or some stupid thing.
I wouldn't know, you know.
Well, anyway, that's the...
That's in the news.
Yeah, that's great. So today we got Larry Grover and his mother. Now, have you guys seen the Angel game? Have you, anybody watched the LA Angels here in Los Angeles have a local... Obviously, every team does, has their local broadcasters. And they many times are both the radio and television broadcasters. Sometimes they have a radio team. Sometimes they have a TV team. I don't know, but the Angels have theirs. By the way, the Angels have Joe Madden.
Yeah, he came from the Cubs.
He came from the Cubs?
I think so.
I had no idea. I don't follow the Angels. I got nothing against the Angels, but I don't really follow them as much as the Dodgers. I had no idea they had Joe Madden, who is, you know.
Well, yeah, my understanding is he's a good...
Yeah, he's a great manager. He won a World Series with the Chicago Cubs, you know.
The Chicago
Cubs. The Cubs, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. You know what I think Joe Madden is a gun for hire.
Yeah, right there. He's a gun for hire. He knows how to build these teams up and get them into the World Series. They win, and he says, thank you very much. Just sign here on the dotted line, and he's out of there.
Oh, so this is a guy that just comes in and gives them a championship and then leaves.
Well, I wouldn't put it that, I guess.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Anyway, the thing about Joe Madden is kind of interesting. That cat travels from town to town with his wife in their RV, which is kind of cute. The two of them, they go out to spring training that way. Now, we have on the line here, is that Gloria? Gloria, is that you?
Hold on, Larry. Yeah, Phil, it's Gloria. Larry is up.
Tell Mr. Henry to hang on, if you wouldn't.
Larry's getting out of the shower.
So, Gloria, you are an Angel fan, right?
Oh, we love the California. There used to be the California Angels, and then there were the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles, which never made any sense. Larry, it's Mr. Hendry.
Yeah, okay. Hold on, Phil. I'm toweling down.
The,
Toweling down?
That's what Larry calls it. Why don't you call it toweling off like a normal man, Larry? Larry?
Yes, Mother.
Why do you say you're toweling down?
Because it's my proclivity. It's my right as an American.
So the Angels, Phil, came to California and...
Gloria, this is General Shaw. We don't need... How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, General.
We don't need the history, the of the Angels. We just wanted to ask you about their announcers.
Oh, all right. Well, but you need to know they're called the Los Angeles Angels now.
Well, they were the Los Angeles Angels, I thought. No, they were the California.
They were the California Angels, Margaret, after they were the Los Angeles Angels. You and I have had this conversation.
I know that, Gloria. I don't follow baseball.
All right, but if you're going to have the conversation...
Don't worry about it, Gloria. We're not...
But, Margaret, you know...
Look, Gloria, you and your California Los Angeles Angels, good for you. I don't know, and I don't care, and you...
You've always had a hard-on for me, haven't you?
All right, ladies, let's just knock that off.
Mother, give me the phone. I apologize, Ms. Gray.
That's all. Gloria and I get along fine until we start talking about things that she thinks she's the big authority on.
Give me the phone, Margaret. That isn't true. Yes, I'm an authority on the California. God.
The L.A.?
I'm an authority on the L.A. Angels.
Well, apparently not because you called them the California Angels.
Well, apparently not because you... Here, take the phone.
What's her problem?
She's just angry. You want to...
Yeah, let me have the phone.
Well, either you want the phone or you don't.
Hey, Larry, this is starting to get wear thin real early.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry's pissed.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. The reason why Larry and I, that really burns my hide a little bit, Margaret, you talking about the...
Well, what are they called?
They're called the Los Angeles Angels.
All right, fine.
Hey, whatever, man. So what are we talking about?
Oh, whatever, man. Here, take it.
She's pissed off at you.
Larry, unless you give the phone to your... Now I want to hear your mother, and she's going to have to talk to me or I'm hanging up.
He says he's hanging up.
Hi, Phil. It's Gloria Grover.
How you doing? So what's the problem, Gloria?
Well, the Angels have some announcers, one of whom is wonderful. I think he's absolutely... He's knowledgeable. He's wonderful and always... Can I just... Larry, that's the Discovery Channel.
What about it?
Keep it on. So one of them is absolutely one man by the name of... I don't want to give any names.
Well, you said... Yeah, I was talking to her earlier... talking to Gloria earlier, and I said, let's not give any names out, okay? There's no point.
All right, I...
Well, why are we not giving out names?
Because it might be a little bit embarrassing.
Might be embarrassing, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, so the man that we're talking about is an angel announcer. His lower... I don't know how to say this. He's a wonderful announcer, but his lower... The lower row of teeth, the bottom row of teeth...
Yeah?
Are crooked and jacked all over, and... Larry, you know that...
Yeah, they're jacked up.
They're very crooked and irregular and unsightly. They're brown and yellow, but with deep, dark brown, between the teeth, it's...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So what are you saying?
Yeah, talk about it. You see it?
Yes, you see it. When he's on TV, he's saying, hello, everyone. Hi, sports fans. And he's one of these guys you can't help but see the lower row of teeth.
How... You don't want to tell us that?
No, but I will tell you, he's been with the Angels for many years. I think he started in when the Angels won the World Series with Mike Sikosha.
Yeah, Mike Socia.
I'm sorry, with Mike Socia.
Oh, okay. So he's been on television.
I believe so, yeah.
And you don't want to tell us his name?
I'd rather not.
No, there's no need. But he's a longtime angel announcer, and the lower row of teeth are unsightly.
Yes. I've written letter after letter to the Los Angeles Angels, and I've gotten no response.
Well, yes, you have, Mother. They've said thank you very much for your input.
Okay, you call that a response, Phil?
It's a response of sorts. It's not that involved.
Yeah, they write a letter about, dear Ms. Grover, thank you for your input. The Los Angeles, here's to a great season of 20 blank blank, whatever it's going to be. And I'll sit and I'll stare at this thing for about a half a minute and think, this is what they think of me, as I have to sit every year and look at their announcer saying, hello, sports fans.
Yeah, you know what? Ordinarily, Mother and I don't agree on a lot, Phil, but it is true. The lower row of teeth are really... it's hard to... first time I saw them, Mother pointed them out. She said, are those teeth or is that food? What is that? I said, those are his teeth. First time I saw them, they were so weird-looking that I didn't know what... I thought...
They were fake, like they were goof teeth.
Yeah, we thought they were Halloween teeth or something.
All right, so let's just say that is the case. What do you want... I wonder, first of all, when we talk about bad teeth, and you're on television, I don't know if we encounter this from time to time. I've never heard people actually make it an issue. I think you guys are the first two that I've ever heard make someone's teeth an issue. But I don't know what you can do other than just write to the team as you did. What do you want them to do?
What did you just say?
So you made a bunch of weird comments.
I don't recall ever having discussed on this show or anywhere else the way someone's teeth look on television.
Well, no, that's not true, because I know you talked about... didn't you talk about, one of the game show hosts, he had lousy teeth?
No, I didn't. What do you mean, one of the game show hosts?
Yeah, you talked the man who was the host of Press Your Luck.
Never mind. Let's not talk. Let's stick with the guy that you're talking about right now.
Okay. Again, we don't want to give his name, but the lower row of teeth, he's one of these guys that can't help but show his lower. He'll say, "Hi, everybody. It's Angel Baseball." However you say the word baseball, the lower teeth are. And they're green, brown, and dark brown.
That's it right there. Good description. Green, brown, and dark brown. And we're wondering two things. First of all, do the Angels watch their own telecasts? Number two, the man who's next to him, I don't know his name, but they have another man who's the color play-by-play, the color commentator.
Well, no, it's a color commentator, not a play-by-play.
All right, well, whoever the color... He can't take look. You can see him looking, and he looks him up and down.
Yeah, he looks. You can see the guy. He's looking at his teeth and then his eyes, and it's tough for him to look at him.
Yeah. So I wrote this letter to the Angels, and I said, "Dear Los Angeles Angels, I'm a longtime fan. You've got a guy doing your play-by-play. His teeth are bad, and the color commentator that sits next to him can't take it anymore. Signed, Gloria Grover."
Right, and she got no response.
Well, what kind of a response do you think they're going to give her?
Well, Phil, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, your play-by-play, what is it?
We wrote the... God.
Here it is, Phil. Yeah, hello, I'm Gloria Grover, longtime fan. Your play-by-play announcer has funky, jacked-up teeth, and you can tell that the color commentator can't take it any longer. Sincerely, Gloria Grover.
Yeah.
That's not a very specific letter, okay? So what are they going to say?
What are they going to say? I think it's a very specific letter.
I said to them what the problem is.
Dear L.A. Angels, your play-by-play announcer has funky, jacked-up teeth, and the color commentator can't take it anymore.
Here he goes again. Here, you take it.
Mother's giving me the phone, Phil.
Isn't that nice? Will you tell her that it's been nice talking to her, because I'm not talking to her again.
You better...
I didn't mean it, Mr. Henry.
Okay, no more fooling around. So what do you want the Angels to do?
I think what the Angels should do is talk to this man and pay for braces. First of all, have his teeth cleaned, pay for braces.
Well, I don't know, you can correct teeth at that age, how straight they're going to get.
Well, they've got to do something. Something's got to give. Because when he's talking, he's like, yeah, it's just...
There's a certain kind of guy that shows his lower teeth, and...
All right, we got...
Frank Gray's calling in now.
Frank Gray is checking in right now.
Oh, Frank, I would ask him about...
Frank, how you doing? First of all, Margaret, let me just get Frank up on the line here. Frank wanted to comment on this because, Frank, you were you were going to talk about Jim Jordan? Is that... or not exactly sure that that's the... is that who you're going to talk about?
Hey, everybody, hi. Yeah, Phil, first of all, Jim Jordan, who is the Congressman of the United States of America...
Where, Frank, where are you?
I'm just over here at Laughlin's at the cafe. Jim Jordan is the Congressman of the United States of America, can't say anything, can't look any way, can't do anything, can't make a move, teeth just looking so weird, you know, because they're the lower row.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I know what Mr. Gray is saying, but this is even worse. Jim Jordan's teeth, at least they're not white.
They're not white, but they're god-awful looking. And,
what's your name again?
I'm Frank Gray. I'm the husband of the... Who are you?
Sorry, this is Larry Grover, Frank.
Oh, you're the weird ass that sleeps on a cot.
Well...
He gave me the phone. He doesn't want to talk to you. You hurt his feelings.
If I care, you know?
Right. So, what I'm saying is that Jim... What did you say?
I said Jim Jordan's lower teeth are so far gone that when she smiles, she's just... She looks like a gorilla. That's...
Oh, I know the man you're talking about.
That's right. Yeah, we do know the man you're talking about, Mr. Gray. And
I thought I said I'd want to talk to her.
Okay, Larry, just for a minute, back off.
God damn it.
So, yes, Jim Jordan is the member of the House of the Representative, and he's part of the Special Appropriations Commission. I don't know what the hell he does, but...
Jim Jordan is his. She's part of the banking and financial institutions. I don't know. But when she smiles, all you see is ape. I'm serious, okay?
You don't think you're being racist or anything like that?
How am I being... Oh, my God. Why would you say I'm being racist? How in what... On what planet am I being racist?
When you say that she looks gorilla-like. I mean, he looked gorilla-like.
I didn't say... Wow, I didn't say he looked gorilla-like. I said she looked gorilla-like.
That's what I meant. You said that she looked gorilla-like.
No, I said she did. What is... Well, these people can't get their tenses right.
Okay, you're saying that Jim Jordan, he looked gorilla-like, not gorilla-light?
Yes. She looked gorilla-like, not light. It's Larry Grover. Gorilla-like is kind of racist. Gorilla-like... I didn't say... You know what, Phil, I tried to talk to her, and I tried to talk to her mother, and neither she nor he understand me. Me, Frank Green.
Your name's Gray.
Frank Gray. Thank you.
Wait, Frank, what do you think of this guy on the Angel...
I don't give it. I don't want to answer any more questions.
All right, there goes Frank Gray from wherever the hell it is that he was and wherever it is that he's going right now.
That's my husband, by the way.
All right, thank you very much, Frank, for your comment. Frank Gray on whatever the hell, you know, on the teeth, the lower teeth.
let me do this. What we're trying to do here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of you folks are talking among yourselves about this, is we're trying to determine what the Angel response should be when it comes to one of their play-by-play men having teeth that are so jacked up that they're crooked and, you know, they look funky and people are... I don't know. People are noticing. Now, Gloria Grover is on the line now with her son, Larry, and the two of them have said that they can't take it any longer. Is that right, Gloria?
Yes, that's right. And I wrote the letter to the Angels.
Well, that's the letter you wrote that said, "Dear Angels, this guy's teeth are jacked over, and the play-by-play guy."
No, the color commentator guy can't take it any longer. Sincerely, Gloria Grover.
Let me put all of this into perspective. What, Bud?
I was just going to say, why don't they do, like, for instance, call up a dentist or something?
Anybody want to answer that question?
Look, Bud, it's not my job to call up a dentist.
No, I mean the Angels ought to call a dentist.
Well, yeah, you know what, Bud? I recommended the Angels call a dentist, and I said, would someone somewhere take me seriously? This guy needs a dental plan. And I got all kinds of stuff back from the Angels saying, well, you know, what place is it of yours to say that a man's teeth are too far gone? So it went back and forth.
Went back and forth, and finally we just said to the Angels, thank you very much. But you know what? You're about as helpful as a G-string in a snowstorm, you know?
In a what?
In a snow...
In a snowstorm.
Yeah, in a snowstorm. And the Angels came back with, yeah, well, you know what? You people are too weird. We're not even sure we want you to be listening to our Angel broadcasts.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
Now, that's balls, even for a, you know, people that seem to be strange like this.
Yeah, but you know what? People are coming on so weird.
We didn't come on any weirder than a lot of people.
I don't know, Larry. I mean, hi, Angels. And the color commentator can't take it any longer, sincerely. Man.
There you go with the laughter, and that's the part that hurts so deeply when you laugh, Mr. Henry.
All right, we got the Grovers on the line here from Culver City, California. They happen to be Angel fans, and then we've singled out one of their play-by-play announcers whose lower teeth happen to be crooked and brown, and I don't know, man. And we also heard from Frank Gray, Margaret's husband, who called in, and your husband, Frank, was talking about Jim Jordan.
Well, Jim Jordan, as Frank said, is gorilla light.
No, he didn't say that. Frank said that Jim Jordan was gorilla-like.
Well, no, I thought he said...
No, you're right. Margaret said the right... No. What did he say?
I thought Frank said that Jim Jordan was gorilla-like.
No, gorilla-like.
No, he said gorilla-like.
No, he said gorilla-like. He didn't say gorilla-light. Like L-I-T?
Yes.
What does that mean? I mean, God damn.
Bud, watch it when you're talking to me, all right? Don't give me the GDs and the... Hey.
I know what Frank said.
Let me get him back on the phone.
No, you don't need to get him back on the phone. I know what he said. He said gorilla-like. And he was talking about Jim Jordan. I don't know that these kind of vituperative descriptions...
Yeah, Frank. Yeah.
I said I didn't need to talk to him.
Go ahead.
What I said was, I said she was gorilla-like, not gorilla-light. How many different ways you want me to say it?
All right, Frank, so you're talking about Jim Jordan.
Yes, I'm talking about her. I'm not talking about the angel. What is it called again?
Baseball announcer?
Yeah, right there. What the man said. I would never talk about her that way. Talk about Jim Jordan. So, look, if you want to start knocking people for having the lower teeth that are jacked over beyond all recognition, let's start with Jim Jordan and work backwards. I'm Frank Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Gray. It's Gloria Grover, a big fan.
All right, thanks to everybody for participating in that segment. So what we established...
No, it's established was...
I'll do it. What we established... You do it.
What we established was, if the guy on the Angel broadcast has funky-looking lower-row teeth, Jim Jordan's the worst.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
I'd say that that's it, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Get a tan like no other tan with Corby's Tanning Lotions and Salons. Corby's Tanning Lotions. Slather it on and get dark. Darker than you've ever been in your life. Yes, the beach style. Tan. Deep. Dark. Rich. Thick. Just, yeah. The summer's upon us and you'll want a tan. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. You'll want a tan. Corby's Tanning Lotions and Salons. Go over to Corby's. If you can't afford the lotion, you can afford laying on your back in their salon for a half hour.
Whee!
Hey, Jim Cochise here from Jim Cochise Buick, number one in the San Andreas Fault Valley.
Jim Cochise Buick, all the new Buicks at half price.
Jim Cochise, I will not be undersold. No, 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 no.
Jim Cochise in the San Andreas Fault Valley.
It's not my fault.
It's the San Andreas fault.
Jim Cochise Buick. He'll put your ass in a Buick at half price or know the reason why.
Jim Cochise Buick. Oh, man.
Well, Phil, you get yourself in it.
No, I don't get myself in anything. Welcome back to the show. Only this show deals with stuff like that.
Well, you know, the other thing this show deals with that no one else deals with is breath, with the Don Mixa thing.
I didn't even bring it up. I mean, with Don Mixa, it was complaints we were getting. Now we have the Angel announcer. I don't know who this guy is, but that's why I didn't want anybody's name used. It's very embarrassing.
Well, Phil, some of these things... If you're going to be on television, what part of that is your responsibility to look presentable?
That's a good point.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's you know, the team is going to tell you. The people that consult them in terms of media will tell you. They have an entire department. The Angels and all the ball clubs, all of their broadcast and their media relations are all a whole other different department, man. It's apart from baseball operations, apart from that stuff, apart from season seats, general managing, so on. They got their own people. They got people that'll tell whether the guy looks good.
Well, what you're saying is they've got someone who's going to say, hey,
yeah, like you wipe the spaghetti sauce off your shirt or something like that.
Well, I mean, well, yeah, Bud's right. I mean, there's producers and directors, there's makeup people, and there's talent relations, and there's people who are going to do that stuff. Now, if this cat doesn't look good, I mean, I actually Googled the name. I didn't Google his name. I Googled Angel Announcer Bad Teeth. Excuse me. I Googled Angel Announcer Bad Teeth, and a name came up.
What name?
I don't want to say, if you don't mind. And then I read the article. It had nothing in the article to do with bad teeth. So,
well, you know, there's some ancillary...
Guess some other search engine that picked up on it and it collated and everything.
Yeah, huh? You guys know what you're talking about.
Well, and why did it pick up on it then?
Well, you're right. I mean, there's some algorithm or something that... So he must be known for that, but I'm not about to...
Well, the other announcer that she mentioned that has to sit next to him and the quote-unquote, what did he said that he'll never be the same?
I don't know, but the announcer that sits next to the guy apparently notices and, something about how, in Gloria Grover's opinion, his mind will never be the same. I don't know.
You know, you'd almost think that it's some sort of a tour, but I think it's trivial, and I think the team will take care of it.
All right. Yesterday was Ash Wednesday, and joining us is Father James McCorders from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, to talk about Ash Wednesday. And I was raised Catholic, Father McCorders, as you know, although I have not practiced Catholicism as my primary faith since leaving high school, and I know that that's been of great concern to you.
You know something, Phil, you're going to be what you want to be, and who's to say? It's your life, Phil. It's your path forward. And only you can make the determination which is the best thing to do. But because you do not practice Catholicism, I would like to just say to you before we begin this discussion to allow me to have the major part of the commentary, because I'm afraid you're going to want to bust some chops, and to use the term, you want to bust a few balls. You know what I'm saying? Trying to take a pool cue to someone's nutsack. And
Father, would you watch the language? Father McWhorters, what is the point of that?
I just want to... I want Phil to know I can go toe-to-toe with him.
I'm not here to break anybody's you-know-whats. I'm not here to take a pool cue to somebody. I want to talk to you about Ash Wednesday from the standpoint of this... what I consider to be this ostentatious display among Catholics... and Jack Catholics, to display the ash on the forehead on Ash Wednesday, more so than I've ever seen before.
What's the point? What you're supposed to display the ash.
Right, but you know what? All these... Look, at here's Chris Cuomo on CNN.
Chris Cuomo is a Catholic.
Yeah, I get it, man. There's been a lot of Catholics down through the years. Why is it now we see everybody with the ashes on the forehead?
First of all, Phil, I don't know that we need to explain that. This is their right. It's their religious right. To have the ashes on the forehead. And we're talking about religious freedom.
Well, we're talking, you know, religious freedom means a lot of things these days, including the stripping away of freedoms for other people.
Oh, Christ.
Phil, you're not going to get into that.
Phil, just let's leave it the way it is right now. To talk about Ash Wednesday. We can get it. You're talking about gay rights, right?
I'm talking about a lot of things that organized religion has begun to beat out of people, and if they're not beating out of the people themselves, they're beating it out of government. They're getting their way, these Christians... in the name of religious freedom and leaving everybody else in the dust. And now here come these Catholics. I remember growing up...
Hold on for a minute, Phil, because, God, you're talking a mile a minute. You're like, you know, Phil, I'm not trying to be sexist or anything, but you're like a young lady who is running around looking for her gloves for church and then realizes she's not wearing underwear. And she's saying, oh, goodness, I found my gloves, but I've got no underwear on. You know, son of a bitch, right? So she runs back in there and...
All right, I get the message, okay? But do you understand what I'm saying?
Frankly, no, I don't know what you're saying. I think what you're trying to say is that there's a bunch of grandstanding going on.
I agree with Phil. There is a lot of grandstanding.
Now, Margaret, you're not Catholic, right?
No, I am not Catholic, but you have noticed in the last several years more and more Catholics out there with the ash on the forehead.
But this is this is the expression of one's religion. It's religious freedom.
I gotta go with that.
Yeah, what's the difference between that and saying that nobody has a right to it, you know?
What are you talking about?
I mean...
Bud is saying, simply, that in a free society, if you want to practice a religion, you're allowed to, even if it means you walk around with a dirty forehead.
All right, now hold on for a minute, everybody, just wait. When I was growing up...
You know, that almost... When I was a little bitty baby, my mom...
When I was growing up, Father McWhorters...
All right.
You go and you get the ashes on your forehead, and about 2 hours later, they were gone. People would rub them off, wipe them off, and I don't know whether you were supposed to keep them on all day. Is that it?
Yes, you're recommended to keep the ashes there on the forehead all day.
All right. Now, all of a sudden, every Catholic I see, or everyone who remembers that they're Catholic, they may not go to Mass, they may not go to, as you say, they may not attend Mass or practice regularly, but they get the ashes on the forehead because it's some sort of a, I don't know, it's some kind of a statement. Well, I don't know. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Here's what I think's going on with you.
Get a load of you. I'm glad you're being honest, Phil. It makes you feel uncomfortable. I agree. First of all, what is my point of view? I don't know. Get a load of you, Phil. All of a sudden, it makes you feel uncomfortable, huh? Well, no. I mean, I've been saying this for a number of years. All of a sudden, everybody with the ashes on the forehead. Do you know if the, are you certain that everybody with ashes on the forehead are Catholic?
No, I'm not.
What if they're not?
It doesn't make any difference to me. As long as they were asked, they could be Protestants. And that's the thing about the Protestants. I know a lot of Protestants, Presbyterians...
Wait a minute, man. They could be Protestants.
Well, I know a lot of Protestants, Presbyterians, Lutherans. They go out to get the ash on the forehead because for one day in their lives, people say, oh, look at you. You know, are you Catholic? Well, you know, they don't really lie about it.
Father, are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Protestants go out and get ashes on their forehead.
Well, you don't even have to go out. You go to... This is going to sound terrible, but you can stick your thumb in your barbecue.
Oh, get out of here, will you?
I'm telling you the truth. Some of these people, Methodists, Baptists, they put their thumb in their barbecue, they smear it on their forehead, and they say, get me, I'm Catholic. And it's a joke, but they walk around like that.
So you're telling me that most of these cats that I see...
I don't know if it's most, but I know there's a fair, significant number of people who put the ash on the forehead just as a gag. And
well, how does that make you feel as a Roman Catholic priest?
I don't care. To me, it's advertising the Roman Catholic faith. And if these monkeys, you know, are...
Father, watch that monkey stuff, will you?
Who said that?
It's General Shaw.
What do you care? I'm not talking about race.
Phil doesn't like it. I don't really like the term monkey.
I'm not talking about race. I'm talking about a bunch of these Baptists Okay.
Well, some of them could be black.
All of these jokers, how about that, who put the ash on the forehead, a lot of them are Baptist, is what I'm trying to say.
So these are people that want to get some kind of recognition as religious people. So when Ash Wednesday rolls around, they put the ash. Otherwise, they're back in their Protestant church on Sunday.
Absolutely, yes. Doesn't bother me. So they get a little bit of play and say, oh, look at you. You got ash. Are you Catholic? No, but, you know, I appreciate the symbolism and... No, and
kind of pumps them up a little.
It pumps them up, yeah. Pumps them up. So, and it also is a good billboard, if you will, for the Roman Catholic faith.
Father James McQuarters is our guest here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show this hour as we talk about Ash Wednesday and what is, for the longest time in my life, was a kind of a throwaway day. It was a throwaway holy day. You got the ashes on your forehead, and about 2 hours later, you rubbed them off, and that was it. Now, people walk around all day long with the ashes on the forehead, and it's like, I don't know, man. You know, we're entering a period not different from... There was the 19th century when people used to walk around in sackcloth and...
Well, yeah, you know, people... There was a time when religion... religion goes to these waves of popularity, Phil. It goes to these different waves of... get me, you know, hey, I'm a whatever the hell I am, right?
I'm religious?
Well, I'm a Protestant, I'm a Catholic. And now we have this, where you have Ash Wednesday, so a Protestant man, even someone who's Jewish.
You're saying that even Jewish people put the ash on the forehead?
Some of them do, yeah. But again, it's not, they're not completely devoutly religious in the Roman Catholic sense, they're just saying, yeah, you know, I got ashes on my forehead. And they walk around. And no one engages them in conversation, but they look at them approvingly and lovingly, and they say, well, there's someone who practices their faith because they got ash on the face, and the guy could be Jewish, he could be Baptist, but he puts a skip in the step, and a little bit of a, not too much of a smile, but there's a little bit of a light skip when you walk through a doorway. And I'd say that's the thing that it does.
Now, wait a minute, what are you saying? You're talking about when a guy walks through a door? Yeah.
Yes, when someone steps through a door, they go, yeah, there's a little bit of a skip.
Because they've got ashes on their forehead.
That's right, Phil. Because they got ashes. I've tried to come on this show, Phil, and show all of you jokers how it is with the Roman
with the Roman Catholic faith and all of these monkeys with the ash on the forehead. Every Ash Wednesday is the same thing, I see. And I know there's people right now saying, why are you putting it down? I'm not putting it down. What I'm putting down and what I will forevermore put down is the ostentatious display of religious sentiment that may not really be held, but is it simply something, you know...
Well, somebody said the Easter Day Parade. It's something they love to put on display.
Yeah, and Ash Wednesday, down through the centuries, because it's a centuries-old holy day, has always meant putting the ash on your forehead as a reminder of the... the origin, the physical origin, or demand. I'm sure there's more to it than just that.
Somebody ought to look this up. I was gonna, but then I said,
we got bored. Yeah, okay, never, it doesn't make any difference, but it is a way of sort of going into the world, and I remember as a kid having the ash on my forehead. I don't know if anybody made any comment. I'd never heard it, but it was something you quickly wanted to rub off your face because it was sort of unsightly. Today, and as has been true for the last, not much longer than maybe 10, 20 years, everybody's got their ash on their forehead, and they're
playing it for all it's worth. Well, they're playing it for all it's... I think I like to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they do believe, but as the father said, some of them are not even Catholic.
Well, that's like going to midnight mass, and not everybody in the joint's Catholic.
Well, what are you talking about, man?
You could go to midnight mass on Christmas, and there's cats there that you know are not Catholic because they're like acting like they're at a ball game. I saw a guy one day, one night at midnight mass, Christmas Eve, and the dude's up front going, hey, Eddie, Billy, he's like waving them up front.
Like he got a good seat for the ball game.
Yeah, like he got really good seats. And there it is. Of course, I being, as I was described once in my life, a Jack Catholic.
Who's a Jack? It's like you're jacking off or something?
What are you talking about, man?
What do you mean Jack Catholic?
Jack Catholic is a guy that used to be Catholic and only goes every now and again to like Easter, Christmas. And that was me for the longest time because I didn't want to piss anybody off of my family. I had family members who went to Mass, and so I went, you know. I went to Midnight Mass, I went to Easter Mass, I went to, you know, I did all the
the important dates on the calendar.
Yeah. But go every Sunday? No, no. Now, I did go every Sunday when I was married and we had stepkids that were very, very young, and it was a weekly thing, so I went. But, I'm really not a practicing Catholic, and I haven't gotten ashes on my forehead for quite some time.
Well, you know, Phil, just because you haven't done it...
I was just going to say, because you haven't done it doesn't mean you put down and you say, oh, look at this guy... Or, as you put it, look at these jokers of these monkeys running around with the dirty smudge on the forehead. Maybe it reminds them, Phil, of their religious responsibility to God.
And the guy happens to be, what, Methodist?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what the father said
before you hung up on him.
Oh, that's right.
I guess we ought to call him back. That's going to do it. You don't have to do it now, bud.
Yeah, father. Yeah. He didn't mean to hang up on you. Who, me? I got ballet shoes.
Get out! Father, we don't need to talk to you.
And so, in conclusion, Phil, it's the...
All right, thanks a lot, Father McQuarters. Thank you to everybody and everything and everyone that was with us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show for tonight's show. Stay tuned for whatever the hell is coming up next. And we'll be back. We'll see you. Oh, today's Thursday, so tomorrow night we've got our chat. The BSP chat starts at 7 o'clock. 7 p.m. for the BSP chat, Friday night at philhenryshow.com.